put Eric Fisher at the right tackle spot, and we worked him in there, which was good. Had some great talks with Brandon Albert, and he'll be in here Monday, and Brandon will play the left side for right now, and then Eric's going to play the right side. So, I think that gives you two pretty good bookends right there. And we also know we have Donald Stevenson, who's also a good football player, and gives us good offensive lineman, and you know how I feel about that it starts there. I thought Eric came out and did a nice job today. He really looked like he felt comfortable there, which it was new for him, but he stepped right in, and I thought he had a heck of a day. And we look forward to getting everybody up here at one point at the end of this, at the end of the OTAs here. We'll have a final mini camp to put the rest of them together.
Why isn't Kevin about this day?
About to get some practice in. Yeah.
Coach, what do you want to see from these young guys? What do they need to show you to catch your eye, especially the guys who may not be draft picks?
Well, they're all getting reps. And so the thing with that is that they have an opportunity to catch the coach's eye and to get themselves on tape where we can go back and review it. And you're always going to see two or three guys that really step out to and end up being pretty good players for you. So that's what we're doing.
How many of these guys can actually make the 90-man roster go to camp?
We'll see how it works out.
You're at like 84, 86 right now?
Yeah, yep, yep.
Tyler Bray went undrafted for a reason, obviously. What does he need to prove to you guys to make this roster long-term?
Well, he just needs to continue to improve. That's what he needs to do, learn the offense and handle it the right way and do the right things. And so he understands that. He knows the places that he made mistakes at Tennessee, but he also knows he's a pretty good football player there. And so it's important that he learns our system and takes positive steps forward and not negative steps backward.
Andy, you said Fisher looked good at this point in the game. What does a tackle coming out of school need to do to look good at this stage in his career?
Well, he needs to be able to block. I mean, that's a pretty simple one. But he needs to be able to do that, pass block and run block. Now, again, we're in shorts here, so we're not in full pads. Most of all, he's got to learn this offense. And we're throwing a lot of stuff at these guys. I thought he handled that well. He didn't have a lot of mental errors out here. And then his fundamentals, the technique, he looked like he was doing a good job with that.
Is that the big thing for the rookies, that you're throwing so much at them? It's how quick they can learn?
That's part of it, yeah. Yeah, and then we're asking them to do different techniques and fundamentals that they did at the college level. So they've got, it's twofold.
How big of an adjustment is it from left side to right side?
I don't think it's too bad. If you can play the left side, I think you can go over and play the right side.
Can you do vice versa?
Well, I know he can, yeah. No, I know he can do that. We're blessed here. I mean, we really have three guys that I feel could play the left side. And so, and Brandon Albert, I think, is a pretty good one. So, that has a lot of experience.
Coach, you said we talked to Brandon. Does that mean you personally talked to him on the phone?
I did, yes.
And did you kind of just want him to know that he was wanted, I mean, when you got on the phone?
I just wanted to communicate. I thought that was important. And we weren't able to do it before the draft, and I wanted to make sure that we touch base and talked after the draft.
Is he eager to get going?
He's very eager to get going, yeah. He was very excited.
A guy like Kelce, is the learning curve at tight end such that he could get on the field early?
Yeah, tight ends are running backs now. They've got a lot they've got to learn. So, but he's a sharp kid and willing to work. He wants to do the right things. We threw a ton at him today, and with motions and shifts and different routes and different blocking schemes, and he seemed to handle it pretty good.
An off topic here, but you're having a yard sale in Philadelphia, is that right? What was the impetus behind that?
Well, it's for a great cause, and that's the main thing. My wife is involved with a charity, and so we're big into the community that we live in. We were in Philadelphia there for a number of years, and so this gives us an opportunity to take care of the Laurel House, which is her charity for domestic abuse, in particular of women. And so all the donations go there. And heck, I don't know if anybody's going to buy an old shirt of mine, but that if they want one, that's where it is, and it's going to a great cause. So.
Any Tommy Bahamas?
It's not. You know what? It's not. You know, it could be because I'm not there. She could have sold all the Tommy Bahamas. All right.
Are you selling all your Eagles, like, not memorabilia, but like hats and shirts and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, most of the attire. Yeah, listen, you collect a ton when you're in this business, in particular over 14 years. So, you know, it's a great opportunity again to raise some money for a great cause and people that you know, really they need it for what they're trying to do. A Laurel House, it'll going to be used very well.